Looking back provides clarity and wisdom to better prepare for the future. Dr. Alain Saint-Ange has been an outspoken leader in travel and tourism, not only for his beautiful, tourism-dependent home island country, Seychelles. Over many years, he has advised tourism boards from Kazakhstan to Ghana or Guam. He was not only the Minister of Tourism and the founder of the still-famous Seychelles Carnival of Victoria. Still, he was also close to winning the race for UNWTO Secretary General in 2018. In 2018, he co-founded with WTN Chairman Jürgen Steinmetz and launched the African Tourism Board, which he had previously served as its president. Along with Jürgen, he appointed Cuthbert Ncube chairman. Cuthbert still leads the African Tourism Board as its chairman. African Tourism Board President Alain Saint-Ange talks to UAE Press about new responsibilities. Well-known former tourism minister Alain Saint-Ange, who is now the president of the African Tourism Board and part of the World Travel Network, WTN, organization, recently talked about. Alain is VP of the World Tourism Network and was awarded the Tourism Hero status by WTN for his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Like always, he sees the tourism world from his pair of eyes, but simultaneously with a global and border view. He said in his piece Through Tourism and New Year's Message. What stands out in his views is what many in the United States may want to adopt. I should not remain static or tied to any one party. People change, and political charters change. Saint-Ange never shies on commenting on global issues, such as the passing of U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Alain, seen with black hair in 1980 on the right of this Jimmy Carter election poster, writes, "The passing of President Carter brings back vivid memories of the 1980 U.S. presidential elections, which I had the distinct honor of observing as part of a delegation of African representatives. Representing Seychelles as an elected member of the People's Assembly for La Diga, I witnessed firsthand the dedication and passion of President Carter in his campaign as we traveled across the United States, meeting political representatives and immersing ourselves in the American political process. During those 5 weeks of close observation, I deeply understood the complexities and significance of the U.S. election system. More so, I saw firsthand many Americans' genuine love and admiration for President Carter. His humanity, warmth, and simplicity left an indelible impression during numerous meetings and hospitality events. His human-centered approach to leadership was evident and resonated with many, whether with his supporters or in his political offices. Although Governor Ronald Reagan defeated President Carter in the 1980 elections, his legacy remains far beyond the outcome of political contests. His tireless commitment to public service, humanitarian efforts, and global peacemaking initiatives have left an enduring mark on the world. As 2024 draws to a close, it's critical to pause, reflect, and look back on the year we are leaving behind. It has been a year of accomplishments and challenges, shared moments with friends and colleagues, and the love of family members who remain closest to our hearts. iturbonews.com. This past year, 2024, taught us to continue facing global challenges with resilience. From ongoing conflicts worldwide to the rising cost of living that brings hardship to so many, these pressing issues remain at the top of the agenda for those who hold the power to create meaningful change. It is my sincere hope that leaders across the globe will step forward with compassion, purpose, and resolve to tackle these challenges. In 2024, I published Family Ties, a personal project uncovering my family history. This journey deepened my appreciation for family connections, unearthed treasured links to the past, and brought long-overdue reunions. It reminded me of the importance of cherishing and documenting the stories of those closest to us. This year, reflecting on my years in politics has been a key part of my personal journey. iturbonews.com. As I work on my political history book, which will be published in January 2025, I've had the opportunity to revisit the past and gain valuable insights. Looking back not only provides clarity but also offers the wisdom needed to better prepare for the future ahead. Seychelles is undergoing significant political evolution, navigating its complex and often trying path. Public service is both a privilege and a responsibility, requiring integrity and a willingness to adapt for the greater good. It is essential to uphold and advocate for the values and needs of those we are entrusted to serve, just as it is vital to grow and evolve individually, as communities, and as a nation. Change begins by daring to reshape our narratives and ideologies, ensuring that they remain relevant to the people's needs and reflect their aspirations. Democracy requires this dynamism, and there is hope that Seychelles will continue to chart its path toward a more inclusive and promising future. In my years in active politics, I knew that I needed to be the change I wanted to see for Seychelles and that I should not remain static or tied to any one party. People change, and political charters change. I knew that blindly following a party for no reason other than it used to align with my values was not working for the change that Seychelles needed. As 2025 approaches, reflect on the past year's lessons and joys while considering contributing to a better world through kindness, unity, and justice. May 2025 bring you renewed hope, purpose, and happiness. Here's to honoring our past, cherishing our present, and building a brighter future together. Alain Saint-Ange. Wikipedia. Alain Saint-Ange, born October 24, 1954, is a Seychellois politician who served as Minister for Tourism and Culture, and later for Tourism, Civil Aviation, Ports and Marine, of Seychelles from 2012 to 2016. He is the former president, and one of the key founders, of the Vanilla Islands. He is the president of the African Tourism Board, 1, 2, 3.